Greetings and welcome to the podcast. I'm Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer and now owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you'll always find business and real estate strategy, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur, so hit that subscribe button now. The podcast this week is actually going out to my mate Terry Wagoner in Johnson County, who has requested one of my favorite tips for business. That tip comes from one of my mantras, and it's called the power of the pause. Thanks so much for listening. The mantra for today is very, 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 very close to my heart because it is a technique that I have used for years and years and years. I'd like to say I came up with it. I didn't. I just kind of found it along the way. The name of the mantra this week is the power of the pause. Now, guys at PLG know what I'm talking about. What the hell do I mean by the power of the pause? Let me give you an example. When we are heading off on a strategy, we're in the middle of trying something out, it's kind of human instinct, right? I don't know where this comes from. Maybe it comes from when we were like sticking our heads out of the cave when we were all cave people and we have to be like extra cautious. Sometimes human instinct kicks in where we go, oh my God, is this the right thing? Oh my God, is this the right thing? Have I set off down the right path? What am I doing? I feel so alone. What should I do? What should I do? Screw it, I'm gonna do something else, right? This happens all the time. Now, it can happen in really big things, and it can happen in really small things. So I have instituted the power of the pause now for well over a decade, probably close to 20 years, and I'm going to tell you what it is, right? When I'm in those moments of, oh, this doesn't feel right, this doesn't feel right, or here's the classic, right? If you're a real estate agent, oh, I know something's going wrong with the buyers. I can feel that they're working with someone else. I'm going to call them. And then you call them and then you blow it, right? You call them up and you ask them a stupid question like, you know, I'm just checking in because I wondered, you know, have you seen anything with anybody else? And they're like, you're nuts. You know, well, why are you asking me this? And that just begins to erode the relationship. Breakout, Pete Lorimer's guerrilla tactic number 193, the power of the pause. The power of the pause is this. If it's a good idea now, let's use the example of calling the buyer. If it feels like a good idea now, at say 10 in the morning on a Monday, it's gonna feel like an equally good idea tomorrow morning first thing. That's the power of the pause, right? I can tell you this through experience. 99 times out of 100, maybe 999 times out of 1,000, when I get to the following morning, I'm like, oh, that was nothing. It's gone. Sometimes these decisions can irreversibly change the direction of our careers. They can change the direction of our lives. For example, not with Cindy, but I've been, you know, in my younger years, I had other girlfriends and I had this one particular girlfriend and I'm like, ooh, it feels like she's cheating on me. And so I called her up and I asked her if she was cheating on me and she wasn't. And it eroded that relationship until that relationship disintegrated, right? Because what are we doing here if we react or act too quickly? We're saying to people, we don't trust you, or we're saying to ourselves, we don't trust ourselves. Both of them are really, really, really bad. So the power of the pause has just changed everything. I'm going to give you another example. They're all going to be real estate examples today. We've all had these. You're working with a deal, maybe you're representing the buyer again. The other agents are freaking dick and you're just up to here with it and you want to call them up and go, oi, What the F is all this? What's going on? Why are you giving me so much shit? This is outrageous. I can't take it. Because you're angry, right? So you're reactive and you're emotional. Boom! Insert the power of the pause. Because what the pause does is it lets all of those hormones and all of that anger and all of those emotions fade away so that you can just concentrate on the facts, right? You wake up the next morning and you're like, so what? The guy's a dick. Who cares? I'm in this for my clients. I just want to get them the best results. I have seen a million and one deals in real estate, in music, in all sorts of avenues get destroyed by people reacting too quickly. So what the power of the pause allows me to do is when I get that squirt of adrenaline of, I want to freaking act, or I want to tear somebody's head off, or I want to go hug someone, or I just want to scream and say congratulations, which might be out of the realm of the power of the pause, because you can always congratulate people whenever you want. But for difficult and challenging situations, the power of the pause works. I'm going to give you the power of the pause part two. Sometimes you can't wait a day, but you can wait an hour. So if you need to get back to someone and they've pissed you off, or a client's pissed you off, or an agent's pissed you off, or the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker has pissed you off, and you want to pick up that phone or write that email or send that text, please insert the pause. The power of the pause can never, ever, ever be underestimated. You go, you're ready to write, you're like, right, I'm going to let them have it. Pen down, fingers off the keyboard, fingers off the phone, go away for an hour, have a cup of coffee or have a cup of water, whatever you drink, and just cool off. Because I see so many mistakes made through reaction as opposed to action. I'm a big fan of acting, meaning not like to be or not to be, but I mean, I'm a big fan of acting, meaning preemptively anticipating what people want, right? We can all do that. We can play the, we can write the script and figure out what our clients want ahead of time. And that's when we act or when we anticipate, that's gold. When we react, very often it's in a negative and emotional fashion. So the power of the pause, P-O-P, is freaking magic.
Well, that's about it for the podcast this week. I want to give another shout out to my mate Terry Wagoner for requesting this one. It's my pleasure to deliver, sir. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate the comments, the thoughts, the emails, the tweets, everything that I'm getting. I'm going to keep delivering you a yummy podcast every week right here. So don't forget to subscribe.